now, we are about to say hello to Martha and Terry, who is going to tell us about the Friendship Flower and Folk Festival. She's got a busy day. Today's the day, and I'm so glad you could join us. How are you?
I'm doing well, Larry. How about you?
I'm doing well, too. I haven't looked outside in a while. I'm hoping the rain will keep away. How does it look right now?
Well, right now it's raining. It's getting it out of the way.
That's
perfect. And the sun is going to come out later. As I was saying to Ricky, the workers are down at Balm Grove right now, sorting all the pre-ordered flowers, getting those ready for people to pick up, and then the sun is going to come out.
You've
and we're
going to
have a great day.
You've had a few of these before.
We have absolutely, and we've had gale force winds before. We've been through it all, and we still enjoy this day. We love it.
Now, for those who don't know, Balm Grove is the location, and the Friendship Flower and Folk Festival is an annual event, not only for the community in and around Balm Grove, but for everyone who wants to be part of things. I'll let you describe what you've got planned for today.
Yeah, so it absolutely is a day when we love to welcome folks from all over the Pittsburgh area. It's a family-friendly festival. This year we have a featured, a dedicated children's book sale, and we have live music all day from 11 to about 3:30 this afternoon, so you'll come and enjoy the live music. We have food for sale and raffle tickets for sale. And there will be some flowers, herbs, and hanging baskets are fabulous for sale. If you forgot your Mother's Day present, they make great gifts. And all the proceeds from this festival go to support our work at Balm Grove, which is a neighborhood-owned parklet. We take care of all the maintenance. We do all the landscaping, weeding. We've just been weeding and mulching the last several weeks in advance of this event, and we just all come out and enjoy ourselves, build our community, and we really do want others from the city to come and visit our festival as well.
If you go to friendship-pgh for Pittsburgh.org, you can see the beautiful painting that we talked about years ago that was done right around Balm Grove. You can see houses. You can see information about the festival that's taking place today. That's friendship-pgh.org. And if you click on F4, as in Friendship Flower and Folk Festival, you can see the entertainment that's scheduled, music between 11 and 3, food, a raffle, so many wonderful things happening in a great Pittsburgh neighborhood. How many years has it been now? It's been a long time.
You know, you ask me that every year, and I have never gone back to count.
But it's been at least 20, I think.
Yeah, since I moved into the neighborhood in 1993, there has been a festival of some sort that morphed into this big festival the day before Mother's Day. Yeah, so I would say somewhere around 20. But certainly festivals of other sorts predated that and sort of helped us get ready for staging this larger event.
Yeah, it's funny. I always think, I tend to like to think about the present and future rather than the past. But
yeah,
there's something about this festival that makes me think of heritage and all of the time that people have put into welcoming people. So it's all free today between 11 and 3. There are still some things you can buy if you did not get your purchases in. I know a lot of the heirloom plant orders were made long ago, and you'll be able to pick those up today. Anything else you'd like to mention about the day?
Now, I'd just like to, again, welcome everyone out to Balm Grove, and I want to thank you, Larry and Ricky and the whole team there for welcoming us every year. I really appreciate this time.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thanks, and good luck. Here's to a great day.
Thank you, Larry.
That's Martha and Terry, the Friendship Flower and Folk Festival at Balm Grove today, May 13th, 11 until 3 o'clock.